Well, greetings to you once again. My brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that's above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, and we have our being. And I greet you amidst all that's taken place in this paradigm, in this construct. Okay, alright, there we go. Sorry about that. I'm so grateful for the pause button on this recorder here. It makes such a difference. You guys knew the things that came up along the way. Oh my goodness. Yeah, whenever we try to do something and God is leading us into it, everything in the world, in the world system, all the forces of the enemy just get activated. They can't help themselves. They just, because in the realm of the spirit, you can see the source of where something is coming from. You remember that story where in the Bible, in the book of Acts, where Paul is casting out demons, and then you got the seven sons of Sceva, and the seven sons of Sceva, they go and they say, well, and they're trying to cast out demons. They're saying, they're going around doing it, saying, this Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. And now what happens with that whole thing is the demon who sees in the realm of the spirit calls this guy out, calls these seven sons of Sceva out and says, well, Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you? And goes and strips them all naked and beats them up and casts them out. And it's not the demon that gets cast out, it's these seven imposters trying to wield spiritual power but not connected to the source. Because in the realm of the spirit, you can see the source of where things are coming from. So it's not by external appearances, but by what's real, what's foundational, where something is coming from. You remember the story when Samuel is going to go and anoint the new king, because Saul had been rejected. And so Samuel goes, and the very first son of Jesse walks by him, and he's like, in himself, Samuel sees that, and in himself he says, oh, this has got to be the king. He's a good-looking guy, he's tall, well put together, all of that kind of thing. And God says, no, I've rejected him. I've rejected him. And you'll see later, when you continue to read, it does make a bit more sense. Because when the challenge of the Philistines with Goliath, when that challenge comes up, you see that same son, begins with the letter E, I can't remember how to say his name, maybe Eliab or something like that, but Eliab, but you see that guy's response, because he was also very much about the externals. And when David was talking about, you know, having faith in God, and, you know, God being able to rescue and take care of his people, and coming at that situation in faith, you see where that other first son of Jesse, where he was coming from, which was one of defeat, self-preservation, faithless. And most people were stuck in the externals. Most people were willing to have a big shout and a big cry, but when it came to actually facing down the problem in the situation, they wilted from it. And they didn't truly trust God. You know, that's, I think, one of the things about life and life situations is that they end up exposing what's really going on, exposing where we really are coming from. not where we would like to be coming from, not where we say we'd be coming from, not where we even think we'd be coming from, but where we actually are coming from. Because it's in the situation, it's in the press, it's in the difficulty, it's in the challenge, it's in the when nobody's looking, that's where you see. That's where you understand. That's where things make sense for what they really are. Not before then, and only after then will you truly understand. Oh my gosh. Things moving quickly all around us, very fast. Lots of things taking place, lots of things being revealed. God is continuing to expose, light is continuing to come in. The darkness has nowhere to hide, nowhere to go, nowhere to shield itself. It's continuing to retreat and slash and burn along the way. We do pray that God is merciful on humanity, that God keeps people from being destroyed and brings them unto Himself in this difficult time. It's a challenging time. People are already starting to melt down, and it's still not gotten that ramped up yet. When things really kick into gear, oh my gosh. Yeah, so where are we at right now? If we're talking about time, which is an illusion, but in this paradigm, and the consciousness wherein we found ourselves at this moment, well, in this moment, again referencing time, okay, in this moment, where we found ourselves? Well, you've got global interconnectivity is more and more the norm. You have the controllers of this world in the natural sense cannot resist the potential option to put a lockdown and a control on every human being, and the desire to do so, to harvest people's attentions, thought patterns, efforts, labors, consciousness. You know, that's where we're, and now we're seeing the application of artificial intelligence to do what? Not to find ways to find solutions, better applications, better use of resources to fix things. No. The broad-based use of artificial intelligence is to try to refine a way to sell you something and to try to figure out what you're thinking so they can control that thought process. You know, it's amazing how much resource is put into trying to figure out what you're thinking, trying to figure out what you're going to do so that you can be predicted, so that you can be controlled. And this is why, brothers and sisters, it's so important to be led by the Spirit. Because when you're led by the Spirit, even if you've done something the same way 1,000 times in a row, and every algorithm in the world would predict you would do something, God will quicken you by His Spirit and you'll do something totally different. It will be your saving grace in time to come to be led by the Spirit, to know His voice. And this is one reason why the world hates the children of God, because they're like the wind. John chapter 3. The wind goes where it listed. It goes wherever it is that the Spirit of God wants it to go. You can see the effects of the wind, but you can't see the wind. You can't control the wind. So they can't control the people of God, therefore they hate them. They can control the worlders, oh my gosh. All day, every day, they can control the worlders. Because the worlders do according to how the world programs them to do. If the world tells the worlders, this is up and this is down, okay, they say that's up and that's down. And if they flip it tomorrow, they flip tomorrow. They do whatever they're told to do, whatever they're programmed to do, that's the response of the world. But the child of God, we do what we see the Father doing. We speak the words that we hear from Him, and He will quicken you in ways that the world would never, one, never understand, two, never appreciate or never endorse or never want. The world doesn't want to hear what God has to say. you remember when you hear the voice of God, it will shake you to your core, and you can't now go back. Once God's spoken about something, that's it. You can't. Remember in Exodus 20, when God is speaking to the children of Israel on the mountain, and in that situation, what did they didn't want to hear it anymore. They're like, Moses, you go talk to him and come back and tell us what he said. A lot of people don't want to hear what God has to say. In fact, they want somebody else to go talk to him, and then they can turn around and discredit that person, because people are flawed and people are human, and they'll do all of that to that person to discount the truth that God has said. What did Jesus talk about when he said, okay, he said, John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking. You said he's got a demon. The Son of Man comes eating and drinking. You say he's a wine bibber, friend of tax collectors and the worst sorts of people. But wisdom is proved right by his children, by our children. Okay? So in all those cases, it didn't matter how the person arrived. They didn't want that truth. And so they found a reason and a way to discount that voice, to discount that person. This is also why, too, I see such an amazing cross-section of people that God has put his spirit upon and given a mandate to speak, because they cover the entire spectrum. The ones I know of, and I don't have some massive circle of people, but just the ones that I know of cover pretty much everything. Pretty much everything. Age, you know, race, geographic location. Yeah, pretty much everything. And if people wanted to, if they were looking for somebody that would resonate with them from a certain vantage point or background, they can definitely find it. But they all have the spirit of truth upon them. And at the same time, if you want the truth, you'll receive it from whatever source it comes from. Whether that person is old or young, male, female, anywhere in the world. Broken English, doesn't matter. You know it's true, and it resonates within you. So the world continues to look for something homogenous. God places the universal of his spirit of truth upon something, and it can come through all types of different forms, but it's still that one truth. And there's unity in that. See, there's another contrast right there. The world seeks to have an external form of unity by everything looking and being conformed to the same thing. Whereas God has one spirit, and his people align with that. And they have so many different manifestations, but there's incredible unity that's there because of that spirit. So now, as we go forward, so many things are being revealed. The horrors of the Chinese concentration camps are coming out. The abuse taking place, the trafficking, the illegal organ trafficking that is taking place in China, absolutely horrific. The live harvesting of people's organs, you know, they're saving money by not having to have a proper program and just cutting it out and giving it to somebody then and there in the other room. So, you know, because it's money. It's money. And you know what? Just if you got a problem with your organs, just pray and ask God to heal you. And if he doesn't, just check out. Because you know, to murder another person for a body part, just so that you can continue on for a few more years of life, do you think that that blood is not on your account? Do you think that you can avoid the consequence, the eternal consequence for taking a person's life like that? When people know, I mean, at this point, you know, if you're going to China to get an organ, you know that it's, they don't have an organ donor program. So where are they getting all these organs from? Yeah, it's horrific. It's horrific, everybody. We know that. So we continue to pray. We continue to ask God to bring His kingdom. Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. The horrors of what this world is are continually being revealed, and it's horrific what's just one small layer underneath the surface. And so whenever people start waking each other up and saying, wait a second, did you just see that? What is that? Then the world does everything it can to get people back in the box, get them back in line. But the controllers are cracking up. The controllers are losing it. The controllers are not able to continue on and maintain their status quo. Now, if you continue to flow with God, you will be where He wants you to be. You will have the resources He wants you to have. You will have the ability to speak where and when He wants you to speak. You'll have whatever it is that you need will be there with you. But you'll be positionally correct with the Lord. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if you're not flowing with God, if you're seeking to save your life in this world, you're going to lose it. But if you lose your life for the sake of the Gospels and for Christ, you're going to find it. That's always been God's encouragement and admonition to the people. It doesn't change. The Word continues to remain the same consistently. The principle is there. God will take care of you. You seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. He's going to take care of your needs. There's a lot of things right now that are also pending and pressing. I know there's been a lot of stress for the people of God in this time. There's a lot of stress for the people of God in this time. And as we continue on, we need to stick with the fundamentals, everybody. Keep your eyes on Christ. Be aware but not distracted. Ride the wave. You're going to flow with God. You know, you continue to ride that wave. I mean, it's a real important principle to be aware but not distracted. When you're aware but not distracted, you've got your in your periphery, you can see what's going on around you. But your focus is set. You know, think about this. Think about what benefit it gives you to allow yourself to focus on the things the world is putting in front of you. In most cases, it's just to try to capture your consciousness, to use that to build something. I mean, take the social media companies of this world. They built themselves purely on your attention. If you remove your attention, they fall apart. They fall apart. If your attention is removed, it doesn't work anymore. They need your attention. They need your focus. They need your face to be looking at what it is that they're putting in front of you. And if you don't do that, it doesn't work for them. If you remove your attention, if you remove your consent, if you remove your presence, if you remove your consciousness, they fall apart. So, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God will take care of the other things that need to be taken care of. Make Him your primary. Make Him the most important thing. and watch and see what happens with everything else. God can sort the other things out around you because you're asking for His lordship and for Him to do what it is that He knows to do. You're asking for Him to take over in the situations that you face. Because there's a limit to what we can do in ourselves. But there's all things are possible in Christ Jesus. All things are possible when we trust Him. So with that, you know, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Always love to hear from you guys. Keep on keeping on. These are challenging times, difficult times. But as you continue, as you continue to trust, as you continue to look to the Father, and as you continue to press on, He's going to take you through. He always does. Sometimes, I know sometimes you just want to be done, but just keep going, just a little bit longer, just a little bit longer. Just one more moment. Just all you got to do is just not quit. Sometimes you may need to take a break, so stop, take a break, take a breather. But don't quit. Don't quit on God, don't quit on yourself, don't quit on the body of Christ. We need you, alright? We need you in the fight, we need you to pray, we need you reading, we need you strong in the things of the faith. You know, do what God's got for you to do. There's fulfillment in that. Yeah, it's been a tough time, but God knows what He's doing with His people. And He's with you. With that, God bless you guys. We love you. Talk to you soon. Email us. All right, God bless you. Talk to you later. Bye.